Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Provided the public health trends continue, effective May 29th, the gathering limit will be increased to 200 people indoors and 250 people outdoors.
Vacations together, movies together, dinner together.
Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up.
If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
And you got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The point is that we have to find a way to hold officers accountable so they will stop shooting people. You know, for example, we need to spend a lot more time, resources, and emphasis on de-escalation training.
I've said it before. If you hate cops just because they're cops, then feel free to call a criminal, call a meth head.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Does Joe Biden really think that until a few hours ago, people were going to parks or out to their backyards for a picnic with masks on because he said so? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I know we talk about the feeble-minded wearing masks, you know, when they're out jogging or when they're riding by themselves in their car. But is anybody taking advice from Joe Biden?
I don't know, to be clear.
You got to listen to this sound cut. It's like he's giving you a new lease on life. He's giving you an opportunity to live again, and it's all up to Dementia Joe. Cut 14.
But beginning today, gathering with a group of friends in a park, going for a picnic, as long as you are vaccinated and outdoors, you can do it without a mask.
Guess what, Joe? Most people were doing it without a mask, without vaccinations before today. And they really weren't planning on having a small Independence Day celebration on the 4th of July. They weren't waiting for your okay. As long as you're green lighting all these indigent, illiterate, illegal aliens to come into the heartland of the U.S. when they're COVID-19, no one wants them in here and creating more problems than we've already got. And then to be telling the law-abiding U.S. citizens that they can't go out, even though they're not COVID positive, but it's okay for the illegal aliens. 844-500-4242. Cut 15.
But they're also about helping to get us back to closer to normal in our living, more normal living. Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up.
Everybody raise your hands that wasn't going to a park without a mask until Joe Biden said it was okay a couple hours ago. 844. Thank you. I thought as much. 844-500-4242. Fox News poll, 77% support requiring photo ID for voting. That includes 95% of Republicans. Only 60% of Democrats, 76% of Independents. How can you not be in favor of having an ID? And again, these Democrats, I'm sure that there's a higher percentage than 60% of Democrats who want the vaccine passports, but they don't want to have ID. But 40% of them don't want to have IDs to vote. Meanwhile, another Rasmussen poll shows 37% of Americans are buying less Coca-Cola. That's quite a number. It's I've pretty much stopped drinking Coke and Diet Coke, and if I was going to have a soft drink, I would have a Coke instead of a Pepsi, just because I was angry at Pepsi for something their woke CEO said a few years ago. I forget what it was now, but it was really obnoxious, and I stopped drinking Pepsi. But I don't, you know, you don't need that stuff. And if you really like cola, I mean, is the generic stuff that bad? I mean, I know I've switched over to root beer when I get that stuff, and there's no need to buy the expensive root beer. I can't tell the difference between the expensive root beer and the generic root beer. That's one of the things I'll probably be buying when I get back to Massachusetts and I get to Market Basket. They have those 2-liter containers of diet root beer for like sometimes as low as like 79 cents. Most of the time it's somewhere between 99 cents and $1.19. Why do I need to buy anything more than that? Do you buy generic cola, Taylor?
There's no soft drinks in my house. I very, very rarely will have a soft drink.
Yeah. I don't have a minute much.
It's going to be a lot harder to order a Jack and Coke, though.
You know, the thing is, when we start the VIPs, we always have soft drinks for the VIPs. I guess, what are we going to do this year? That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about it until just now. I think people prefer Coke, but I don't want to buy Coke anymore. I really don't. Woke Coke. Go broke, woke Coke.
I mean, there's about like 60 different drink products that the Coca-Cola company puts out that if you're really going to get serious about boycotting them, you'd have to abstain from as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very long list.
508, I started buying store brand in the can since Coke went woke. Same thing. Yeah, I know. I agree. 844-500-4242. 603, my brother-in-law and his family, bleeding heart liberals, all wear masks every time they come over and visit, even when they are outside hanging out by a fire when they're 10 feet away. Their kids are 2 and 5. Crazy, crazy. Yeah. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This was a story from yesterday. This is a problem with these masks. There's an Alaska state senator. Her name is Laura Reinbold, and she's a Republican, and she hates masks. And the problem is, when you live in Alaska and you live far away from Juneau or Anchorage, it can take you in a car 15, 20 hours to get to where you live. And so I guess the capital of Alaska is Juneau. So she has to fly. She's from Eagle River. You know how long it takes to get from Juneau to Eagle River in a car? 20 hours. 20 hours. So she obviously flies to the meetings of the legislature on Alaska Airlines. But now, because she refuses to follow the mask requirements, she has been banned from Alaska Airlines. We have notified Senator Laura Reinbold. She is not permitted to fly with us for her continued refusal to comply with employee restriction regarding the current mask policy. And she said that she's been reasonable. The senator said, I've been reasonable with all Alaska Airlines employees, adding that she was able to board the flight after all. Last year, she referred to Alaska Airlines staff as mask bullies after being asked to by flight attendants to wear a mask aboard a flight. I'm sorry if I offended you, she said. She sent a cake to the flight attendants bearing the inscription. 844-500-4242. There was an interesting case about the future in the United States. The UFC, it's Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's mixed martial arts, and they've been trying to get back in operation, and so they've been welcomed by Governor DeSantis and the Republican mayor of Jacksonville. And they had their first, maybe their first big event on Saturday night. There were 15,000 people at the hall in Jacksonville. 15,000. Makes me happy just to even think about it. So Of course, UFC is being attacked by everybody, and so is DeSantis and everybody. So Dana White is the head of UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. And this is what he had to say about having a full house in Jacksonville, Florida, which is, let's face it, what we all want, isn't it? Cut 10.
It's time to get back to normal, you know? And I know a lot of you guys in the media don't feel exactly the way I do about a lot of things, but you can't deny it felt pretty good to be in Florida this week and be normal.
Amen. Amen. It didn't hurt that the weather was fantastic. Cut 11.
If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And when I saw people wear masks, I didn't say anything to people wearing masks. When people saw people that weren't wearing masks, nobody said anything to people that weren't wearing masks. Everybody's just doing their things. You know what? People seem like they're a lot happier down here in Florida than they are in some of these other states. You know what I mean? Everybody's doing their thing down here and living their life, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
What did Rodney King say? Why can't we all just get along? Or what did Hank Williams Sr. say? Mind your own business. Minding other people's business seems to be high-toned. I got all that I could do just to mind my own. Mind your own business. Cut 12.
So it felt good to be here. It felt good to have, the mayor, the governor, and all these people working with us to put on a safe event and for people to come out and have fun. It was awesome. Now, you know, what we want to do is we'll move all over Florida and, you know, do a lot of different cities in Florida to repay the governor of this state for everything he's done for us.
All right, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We've been telling you a lot about the Super Beats heart chews for the last few weeks. We've got a new product now that Super Beats has put out. It's a really, really good product. Super Beats Memory and Focus. It helps you support your brain health, mental alertness, memory, focus, cognitive health. This is something, in my family, we have a history of brain health concerns. Let me put it that way. And I'm concerned about what's happening to me as I get older, and I want to take proactive steps to ensure the best outcome. And I do a number of things, and one of the easiest ways to do something about supporting my brain health is with Super Beats Memory and Focus. They're just like the Super Beats soft chews, the heart chews. They come wrapped in foil. You can just put them in your pocket and take them with you as you leave in the morning. And
taste great too. It's a different flavor profile. It's a blueberry pomegranate, and it's a little more tart than the regular Super Beats, but I like that. It's not as sweet.
And then it tastes good. And the more important thing is, it does make you make your brain health. It supports your brain health. That's the best way to put it. It promotes brain blood flow and supports overall cognitive health. It's called Super Beats Memory and Focus. Here's the bag. I'm holding it up right now. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied fermented resveratrol with a patented coffee fruit extract, no caffeine, just the coffee fruit extract. Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. Healthy levels of BDNF, that's a key neuroprotein, supports overall brain health as we age. And like other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients, the only cognitive chew of its kind. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. This is a special introductory offer. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Super Beats heart chews, which we've been telling you about for months. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a 30-day free supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in the California governor's special election, Gavin Newsom or Caitlyn Jenner?
Again, I know there's going to be a million candidates and it's a recall election and all that, but I would, if it came down to just two, I'd vote for Caitlyn Jenner.
91% say they'd vote for Caitlyn.
Yeah. Anybody but Gavin. ABG. Gavin Gruesome. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, Howie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So I have two high school age sons, and before I voice my complaint, I'll say that I'm grateful that they were able to do cross country in the fall and, quote, indoor track, which ended up being outside in the winter, and baseball is starting and outdoor track is starting. So on Sunday, I saw a story about a girl in Oregon who was running the 800-meter
right
race,
yeah.
And
yeah.
She collapsed.
Right, she was wearing a mask, and she collapsed. And the coach said, "This has got to end. This someone's going to die from wearing these masks in sprints." Right?
Exactly. So I recorded the story and I put it on my Facebook page, and
yeah.
I wrote, you know, the track parents need to do something about this because this is too dangerous. So I got a couple of likes, and yesterday I sent an email to the athletic director of my son's school about this and didn't get a reply. And then I also sent it to our state senator, haven't heard back from him. And I sent it to our superintendent, and he responded. So I'll give him that, but basically he's saying it's the MIAA requirements that they use masks.
Right.
So my response to him, because I was furious, was that you're telling me basically that our town is not going to accept culpability if my son gets injured while wearing a mask and running the, you know, 800 or the 4x4 or whatever, you know, some kid might be maybe
yeah.
with running hurdles. It's absurd.
But I mean, they're trying to avoid liability, Maureen. I'm not defending them, but they're putting it off on the conference, the MIAA. It's, you know, it's about a month ago we talked to a coach in New Hampshire who quit because he just couldn't take it anymore, and he said it was just not it was no fun to be dealing with all these stupid mask requirements. And It's so frustrating. I share your frustration. I'm glad my kids are a little older and that I don't have to worry about this anymore. But I thought you were going to tell me that you got banned from Facebook for posting this story. That wouldn't have surprised me either. Would it have any of you? Thanks for the call, Maureen. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, I think this country, and in fact this world, is forever going to owe President Donald Trump a debt of gratitude in getting this vaccine developed. These pharmaceutical companies would have taken forever to develop that thing. And, you know, they would have gotten grants and made tons of money. I mean, look what they did with the oxys. You know, they all met and they knew those oxy pills were going to kill people, but they still put them out there. The pharmaceutical people are assassins.
I don't know about that, but you know, he did speed up the process. And again, that story in the New York Times almost exactly a year ago, April 30th, 2020, saying that it was going to take years and years and years, and it might take until November of 2033 to get a vaccine. That's what they said. But again, they had a political motive for writing that piece. It wasn't who, what, when, and where. It was about getting rid of Orange Man Bad. That was the agenda. It's a pretty sick situation. But the vaccine's out there. I'm glad I got it. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Anticipation is building. Tomorrow, Joe Biden addresses the nation in a very socially distanced way with Kamala and Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him, both wearing masks, no doubt. And so we thought we would check in with the Republican National Committee to get their take on what's coming up. Joining us now is Paris Denard. He's the spokesman for the RNC. He's been on the show a number of times. Paris, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Tell us what we have to look forward to, assuming we watch it, of course. I think the ratings will be somewhat similar to those of the Academy Awards the other night.
Right. If you tune in to watch it, I'm going to tell you what you're not going to hear. You're not going to hear Joe Biden take responsibility for the border crisis. Now, we should hear that because that's what presidents do. That's what leaders do. They take responsibility for the things that they're in charge of leading and fixing and being the head of this country. One would think that he would do that, but you won't hear that. One would think that you would hear Joe Biden talk about reopening schools and following the science and the data on that and pushing for the American people to have that happen. But you won't, because he's indebted to the teachers union. I would hope that he would say that he made a mistake. That would be something a leader would do in terms of acknowledging when something is disastrously wrong that's going to hurt millions of Americans, like raising taxes and the Keystone Pipeline cancellation and the other things that he's doing to roll back some of the deregulation that President Trump and Republicans passed while he was in office for the 4 years. But he's not going to do that. I'm concerned that he is going to try to flip the switch and put out a speech to the American people that makes them think that he hasn't led as a very progressive, ultra-radical Democrat. He's going to try to talk like a moderate and ignore what his policies have actually done to hurt Americans of all races, of all geographic backgrounds, especially those in Georgia, where he has the audacity to go down as scheduled on Friday.
Yeah,
and
I know.
For a political rally after what he did with the MLB. He's just incredible how he decides to do these things and how he thinks that the American people are dumb. We're not. We're listening. We're watching. But you know what else, Howie? We're feeling the impact of it. We're feeling the gas prices go up. We're seeing that we still can't get our kids in school. We see that we still can't open up businesses and get back to normal. We just want to get back to
Paris,
normal. These 100
Paris,
days,
come on now. You
got to do that.
Paris, you got to give him credit here. Maybe he's not reopening the schools, but he announced today that he's reopening picnics. Didn't you hear this? Come on, cut 14. Let's
Howie,
play cut 14.
I'm coming up to have a picnic with you. We can have a picnic with two people in our circle with our mask off. Something
you know what, Paris? I was having picnics before. I was eating outside. I was getting food and going on to the beach. I'm down here in Florida. I didn't wait for Joe Biden to give me the okay for the picnic, but let me just play this cut for you and get your response. Cut 14.
But beginning today, gathering with a group of friends in a park, going for a picnic, as long as you are vaccinated and outdoors, you can do it without a mask.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have another?
Well, you know what's funny about that clip, Howie, is I believe when he walked out for the outdoor speech, he was wearing a mask. And all of the reporters that cover the White House that go on the premises have to pass a COVID test to say they don't have it. So this is all political theater to them. They're not really following the data or the science. It's all just a big game. And the American people are tired of being forced to play in this game with them. We're done with it. We want someone to actually lead and follow the data and follow the science.
How about, well, here he is talking about the mask. They even asked him about this. So if you don't have to wear a mask, you're outside. Joe, you were wearing a mask. Cut 16.
Sir, you chose to wear a mask. You chose to wear a mask as you walked out here. What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
By watching me take it off and not put it back on till I get inside.
He's such a dynamic leader, isn't he, Paris Denard from the RNC?
I would call it failed leadership. And I think that ultimately the American people are looking at this and saying there's a lot of hypocrisy. That's probably why Gavin Newsom's getting recalled. They're done with the hypocrisy. They're done with the do as I say, not as I do type of things that you're seeing in this Biden administration. And they want someone to just be who they say they are. If he wants to say that he is someone who is looking out for them and putting families first, then your policy should match that. And they don't. Policy after policy, executive order after executive order, it's just been more failed leadership and just things that are not helping. And that's what you see, not just from him, because he's the leader of the Democrat Party, but in other Democrat leaders, like the leaders in, I don't know, New York or, you know, Michigan, California. You pick the state, you'll find more Democrat failed leadership. And they take their cues from him.
Well, how about this one here? You know, this came out yesterday that he claims he's so into COVID-19 and the vaccinations, and he saved the world, and he's responsible for Operation Warp Speed. And now it's turned out that when they used to do those conference calls with all the governors, Trump would be in on like 20% of them. Pence would be in on 99% of them, but neither Biden nor Kamala Harris even bother to hook up to these conferences with the nation's governors. And of all people, Paris, you know where I'm going with this. Of all people, the guy who is leading the COVID conference calls among the governors is Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo. Let's play cut four. He's being asked about his the nine women who've accused him of assaulting or harassing them. Cut four.
Do you regret inviting these female aides over, often to help you with technology, your phone, especially after the multiple allegations of sexual harassment against you?
No. I have many women who were working in state government. I'm very proud that we probably have more women in senior positions than ever before. And I think that is a good thing. And I think we should encourage people to hire more women in state government, in private practice, in private businesses, and bring them to the highest levels.
I don't think Andrew Cuomo should be talking about women in private in the same sentence, given the allegations against him, Paris.
But I think this is exactly why people are fed up with the Democrat Party right now, because they put people like Andrew Cuomo, who is the least qualified person to be talking about women's diversity, the least qualified person to be talking about anything on COVID-19, given his track record with the nursing homes and the amount of deaths. Now, he lied to the American people about that. We need somebody in these leadership positions that actually understand that this is not a game. It's not a laughing matter like our vice president seems to laugh at everything that she thinks is all a joke. This is serious business. The livelihoods of the American people are nothing to play games over. And you see that with the points you made. It's all against theatrics. The important calls with the governors and about COVID-19, they put Andrew Cuomo on it, and the crisis and things dealing with the crisis on the border, they put somebody on there like Kamala Harris, who doesn't even bother to hold a press conference, doesn't even bother to go to the border to talk to Border Patrol, to talk to business owners and ranchers that have been impacted by this, or visit the facilities where they have kids sleeping literally on top of each other in these makeshift plastic cages. It's absurd. And the thing is, the American people can see it. It's like laughable when they actually say, like, Joe Biden, of all people, are going to lead this nation in eliminating systemic racism, when he is the responsible party who proudly touted writing the 1994 crime bill. It's time after time that the American people are looking at this hypocrisy and the double standards of the Democrats in power right now, and they're saying enough is enough. 100 days is not what we expected, because it's been failed leadership and leading us down a path that is not towards economic empowerment, free enterprise, and following the data and the science to help get this economy and our schools back open.
Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, is going to deliver the rebuttal tomorrow night. What's he going to say, Paris Denard?
You know, Tim Scott is an inspirational leader. He is a true leader in our party, and he is one that's going to set the contrast between what Joe Biden says and what he's done in his 100 days and what, you know, Republicans offer the American people about opportunities in terms of opportunities for children, for families, for schools, for businesses that are all suffering right now. He's going to show that the Republican Party, especially the things that we've done the past 4 years, were things that were helping get this country in a direction that it needed to go on. And I believe it's going to be a very different speech. It's going to be more inspirational, and it's going to be more optimistic, but it's also going to create the contrast, showing the facts and showing the evidence that the Republican Party and the conservative message is one that is going to be able to bring this country back to where it needs to go, especially for us to take back the House and the Senate.
They must be afraid of him, Paris, because they had that hit piece in the Washington Post last week saying, well, you know, he talks about it from cotton to Congress. That's his tagline. And they said, well, you know, he didn't have his grandfather didn't have it that tough. His grandfather was black in South Carolina in the 1930s. And the Washington Post made it seem like he was living the life of Riley. It was absurd.
Yeah. That's what the liberals do. That's what the Washington Post does. When they see a free thing, an independent-minded black conservative, the left-wing media goes after them. They try to go after me. They try to go after, you know, Clarence Thomas, who's on the Supreme Court, you know, as our justice. They went after Tim Scott. Not because he was just a United States senator. It's because he was given the response. They timed it towards that. It's unfortunate, but you know what? The American people can see through it, and they can draw the same conclusion like you just did, Howie, and say, you know what? Instead of trying to put him down and besmirch the legacy and the character of his family and his grandparents, why don't you celebrate the fact that even if one side of the family was picking cotton, that even during that time, they had the ability to actually own and buy land so they weren't going to be sharecroppers.
Right.
And going from that to Congress, to the United States Senate, is still something to celebrate and not to put down. But that is where we are in this nation. And I'm still waiting on Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and other people in the Democrat leadership, like Speaker Pelosi, to denounce and to call them on them to retract that. But they won't.
All right. Paris Denard, from the Republican National Committee, you're the national spokesman. We appreciate you being with us. And I you know what, Paris? I don't think I'm going to watch it tomorrow night. I guess you have to, but I'll get the highlights in the morning afterwards, you know?
It'll be very short.
I missed the Academy Awards for about the 35th, 40th year in a row, and somehow I have no regrets about that, and I have no regrets about passing up the speech tomorrow night. Thank you, though. Thanks for being with us, Paris Denard. A mother is someone who loves you with all her heart. So whether it's your mom, stepmom, your aunt, or any other strong mom figure, this Mother's Day, celebrate all of the amazing women in your life with gorgeous bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for just $34.99. We have a rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers here in the studio. It just arrived on Monday, and it's just really beautiful. Everybody loves it, and the women stop by and they ask where did it come from, and they, you know, that's the thing. Women love flowers. They may tell you don't bother with getting me flowers.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. No, don't worry about it. No, you've got to get something. And the minimum, the bare minimum is flowers. And this is the best deal you're going to get.
I'm across the street from the public supermarket where I stay in Florida. And I was in on, I went in there early on February 14th, Valentine's Day, about just when the store opened. And there were these desperate guys. Some of them were like EMTs, firefighters. They were coming in just looking for anything. And believe me, I said the other day, you don't want to be that guy come Mother's Day. Mother's Day, I think, may even be more important than Valentine's Day to make sure you have the flowers. And 1-800-Flowers is guaranteed freshness, quality, beauty. This gorgeous bouquet of 24 roses is an assortment of bright colors. It's guaranteed to show all the moms in your life just how much they're loved. And you won't have to hustle over to the supermarket or even worse, a convenience store to try to buy some wilted flowers. Get it done today. I cannot wait to send a 1-800-FLOWERS-BOUQUET to the mailroom manager because, again, she's like the mom in your life. She says, "Oh, I don't need it," but she really, I'll be paying the price for a week at least if I don't give her some flowers. 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for $34.99 is an amazing offer. So order before Wednesday. Don't put this off. Mother's Day is coming right up. Order today from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-flowers.com. To order 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for $34.99, go to 1-800-flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-flowers.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. You know, year after year, we have this great fireworks display in our neighborhood. I live down off Exit 3. Now it's called Exit 7 for whatever federal reason that is. But
that happens and, every now and then.
I know. But anyway, last 4th of July, we had the same elaborate, beautiful get-together, fireworks, no masks, no police showed up. So Charlie Parker, if he ever heard about that, he would have stormed us, I guess. I don't know, you know. So.
Yeah, well, as long as it's just in your neighborhood, and it's in the neighborhood, I mean, if no one's going to rat you out, I guess you're okay. You could end up on one of those snitch lines, though, this summer. You know, Bob, because it's the state is the COVID is fighting a rear guard last ditch effort apparently in Massachusetts, and it's giving way gradually. First April 30th, no more masks outdoor required. Then May 10th, it retreats a little more. Then May 29th, then August 1st. How did they come up with these dates, Bob?
I have no idea, but I checked the roster of all the neighbors. Nobody's named Karen.
Thanks for the call, Bob. We have a friend down here. I mean, everybody's got friends named Karen. It's unfortunate, but it's just one of those things. You know, they had to be given some name, and it just happened to be Karen that came up. And it fits with the lieutenant governor, even though she spells it differently, K-A-R-Y-N, for Karen Polito, pay-to-play Polito. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I'll bet you are so relieved that, you know, when you're coming back from Florida, you won't have to go out on a bike path with a damn mask.
I mean, I wasn't going out, John. I wasn't going out with a mask last summer, you know? So I just, that woman that called last week, she kind of, you know, disturbed me when she said that it's gotten worse. But now, you're right, I don't have to worry at all.
I mean, it's like, okay, I wear glasses like you do. And I mean, you know, be practical. You wouldn't drive without windshield wipers, right? I could plow into somebody with my glasses.
I know, you know, that's the thing. You know, you raise a good point, John. I mean, when the only time I wear a mask is when I go into the supermarket, It fogs up my glasses when I'm wearing them. I have to take my glasses off, and it's just inconvenient. And for what? For what? I'm vaccinated. I wasn't concerned before I was vaccinated. Now I'm even less concerned than I was. It's time to end the madness. I'm Howie Carr.